We gon' run up the check, run up the tab, run up.
Welcome to another episode of Business Fumbles. I'm your host, Sheila Williams, and today's guest is someone special. Someone special to me that I've been knowing for over 5 years. So I've seen her journey and I know her, and she is a true hustler. So without further ado, I'm going to have Deasia tell you a little bit about who she is. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Deasia. I am a Las Vegas hairstylist, also salon owner, entrepreneur, all around creative and just visionary. I've been a hairstylist since I was about 12 years old professionally. I graduated cosmetology school back in 2013. Since then, I've been in the industry, been pursuing my dreams as a hairstylist. I opened up a salon back in 2019. So that's kind of where I actually pursued my entrepreneur journey from there. But prior to that, I owned like online boutiques, hair boutiques. So over all in all, I've been in the hair industry for about 10 years. So yeah.
Yeah. See, she's gonna bring a whole new, you know, hey, this, the information you're going to get from her, a lot of you out there that's doing hair, that wants to get into, you know, that industry, she's going to drop some nuggets here.
Definitely.
To help you guys.
I'm excited to be here, Miss Sheila.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So let's get into it. You know, let's talk about what inspired you to go into that field?
Honestly, just God-given talent. I've always been a creative, like an artist. Like when I was younger, I used to just draw. I've always had this creativity about me. But I guess what made me really want to pursue being a hairstylist is just the love for it, the passion for it. Like all through high school, I did hair. I did my friend's hair. But I really, per se, use myself as a model. Like my friends in high school would be like, oh my God, who does your hair? What salon you go to? You know, and stuff like that. And I would tell them, I do my own hair. And they were like, shut up. So from there, I started doing my friend's hair, started accepting clients, started making money, until where the point, like, I was able to sustainably financially provide for myself all through high school. I paid for my cap and gown. I paid for just my cell phone bill, everything. So I became self-sufficient from just doing hair. So I think that's what inspired me to like really pursue it, because I seen like the success in it for me. I also had the love for it, the passion for it. And I knew it was a gift, because a lot of people used like tell me like, how do you do this? Like I can't even put my hair in a ponytail. So from there, I was just like, okay, maybe this is my thing. Maybe this is my gift. So maybe just pursue it. And it just took off. Like once I graduated high school, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. Like if I wanted to further my education, like so far as taking a trade, stuff like that, or just going to college. And throughout high school, I really struggled. Like I really was academically, I really did struggle. So I was like, I didn't really want to go to college. So I'm like, okay, let me just go to beauty school. So once I did that, I completed cosmetology school in 16 months, and that was a whole nother experience. And it's something that I'm proud to say I even made it through, because that came with so many difficulties. But once I graduated from there, my career pretty much just took off, and it was no looking back.
Well, you talked about some of the difficulties when you graduated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, would you like to share some of those difficulties that, you know, you think that
like in beauty school
help,
or yeah, after graduating?
And going through beauty school.
Yeah, because I would love to really shed light on the beauty school experience, because I don't really think it's talked about. And one of the main things is like you're dedicating so much time to schooling. So I went to school 6 days a week from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. So it's almost impossible to actually work a job and create a living for yourself while going to beauty school. So it takes pure dedication to do that. So it was a lot of sacrifices I had to make to stay committed in that. The beauty school I actually went to, it wasn't ran properly. So it was like a lot of difficulties there. Like, we never really had the products we needed for our customers, the clients, stuff like that. So we just happened to strive through that. Also, being broke in cosmetology school, it was like a struggle because it's like, okay, what are you going to do outside of this? It was impossible to work a job. So with that being said, you had to find ways to really just stay determined and want this. And a lot of people that are actually in beauty school, they don't have a passion for it. They don't have the skill source for it. So it's not really much motivation around you. Right. Back then, a lot of people that students that were in beauty school was there to get like some type of financial aid check. So like, you know, and it was like high school all over again. So it was just like a whole, it was a whole ordeal during that. So just staying motivated is like what got me through, and just knowing that, my goal, like, to be there was to obtain and get my business license to be able to professionally do hair in a salon, work in a salon, or even own a salon, because those were the requirements.
Yeah. I'm glad that you brought that up because, you know, my sister, she teaches.
Yeah.
And she talks about some of those same things that you were talking about, because she taught in some of the big schools, you know, out in Chicago and Illinois. Mm-hmm. And she said that the structure and them having their stuff together is one of the biggest issues. So those Definitely. Are things that she's addressing now because she's starting her own school. So I really appreciate you shedding light on that.
Definitely.
Now, let's talk about, you know, being an entrepreneur. Can you talk about some of the things that you wish you would have known being a self-employed, you know, individual? Like, you're not punching the clock. You're not getting, you know, a W-2. Mm-hmm. You don't have, you know, that income.
Being a risk taker.
Yeah.
Being a risk taker. So, entrepreneurship is definitely about taking risks and being a risk taker. And, I strive in those areas. I feel like when I'm in a situation of like having to be better, or a situation where it just is pressure put on you, I feel like I strive better in that. So entrepreneurship was a lane that I knew was meant for me. It's so much that comes with it. And when it comes to difficulties and things that I wish I would have known from the beginning, it's like a list full, but a couple of things I will say is just knowing if you're going to go into business, knowing who you're going to go into business with, because things can shift. Also, you want people with the same drive, the same mentality as you, the same vision as you, if you're going to partner up with a partner in business. So I wish I kind of would have known that hands on, because I did have a partner initially with opening up my salon. So things like that, I feel like could have played a different role with structuring the business. So just being mindful of like the moves that you're actually making when it comes to business. Also like business credit, business funding. I wish I would have known a little more about that, because initially with starting my business, it was all out of pocket. So knowing like the incentives of how to build business credit and all the background of having like your business set up properly to be able to obtain these things make things so much easier when it comes to, you know, running the business successfully, and to where it's just not a strain on you.
Yeah.
For me it worked out, but I would recommend, you know, if you're gonna do it, have it set up to where, you know, you're eligible and have access to these type of things.
You know, you've been working with me for 5 years. Yes. And I can tell you that Deasia is one that will listen. I have so many clients that I try to tell them not to do certain things, and they'll do it and then come back and complain. And that is not Deasia. But one thing that I do want you to elaborate on is, you know, so many people out here, they are so quick to start a partnership. And when you started your partnership, you already had, you know, reservations, because you were like, hey, I'm a loner. I just don't like the women drama and stuff like that. So I remember when you guys came, and you were friends already with this person. And I remember you clearly saying, do you think this is a good idea? And there was things that partner was trying to include, and I was like, no. And it's because I knew you. So I want you to elaborate on certain things when it comes to partnership, like not having things in place. Share your experience as a partner and what you went through and what you're still going through because you chose the wrong person.
I just went through a lot of uphill battles and a lot of downfalls with just partnering up with someone who doesn't have the same vision. That's why I said I wouldn't say I don't recommend it, because sometimes it might work out for you, but in a miss for me, initially when I decided to partner up with this person, I wouldn't actually say that we were friends. Mm-hmm. I say we were more like associates, acquaintances. Mm-hmm. I wish we would have got to know each other a little better on a more personal scale, because maybe we would have both like grown to know about like how we would maneuver with things. Like, you know what I'm saying? If we kind of did have more of a personal relationship. It was more so like we were both in the same field, both business, beauty professionals, and it was like a collaboration. So we thought like, okay, you excel here. And so basically she owned multiple salons. Mm-hmm. And she was also a professional hairstylist as well. Me, I didn't own a salon at the time, but I was looking to expand. I was working from home. I was doing hair from home, and I also was selling hair from home as well. And I was looking to expand my business because it was like outgrowing my home. Like, it was like no way to really expand and take my business to the next height from home. So at that point I knew that it was time to expand and move out. So that thought really was like overwhelming to me, because I'm like, I cannot do this on my own. Like, you know, I felt like I needed someone to assist me in that area just for like comfort purposes. And uh-huh. honestly, I feel like I made that move out of those emotions. Mm-hmm. You know, so I feel like also I do take accountability for, you know, just not knowing how to process my own emotions and just not having enough confidence in myself. Mm-hmm. To really base those decisions when it comes to partnering up and starting a business with another person. Like, you want to take all that into consideration when making those kind of decisions. So I feel like that's kind of probably where I fell short, because I just wasn't confident enough to think that I could run and operate a salon all on my own. So that's kind of what inspired me to partner up with this person and then collaborate. So kind of where the downfall occurred is we just weren't on the same page in all reality. I feel like we weren't. So your goals have to line up. Everything has to make sense. And then also too, you have to, in a partnership, everything must be 50-50. Like, you know, you have to show up for yourself, and the partner has to show up and do their side of what they're supposed to do. And 9 times out of 10, it's not going to always be that way. You know, the partner is sometimes going to want to lean on you to do more than they have to do, you know, if their intentions are not in the right space. So I do feel like it should be like documents put into play. If you're going to, like, you know, be in a partnership with someone that legitimately like specifies what, you know, like what role you'll be playing and, you know, your duties in this role in the business. Yeah. Like, I think that would have definitely laid the outline of everything, you know, so it wouldn't been any confusion. But, you know, it's all trials. You go through these things and you learn. That's the best thing about it, though, because when you go through things, you learn from experience. You know, and you learn to make better decisions. So if I could have told myself in the beginning, oh, yeah, I would have had it all laid out. And pay attention to the red flags. Yeah. Like, you know, pay attention to the signs. Like, if you're in business with someone and your partner is not, you know, showing that they are serious or just showing up for the business and, you know, just maintaining their role in the business, know to just pull them to the side and just, like, you know, basically get down to the bottom of, you have to. You can't just let it prolong. And I think I did that.
Yeah. You know.
I think I did that. And it was all because I didn't know any better.
Yeah. And I'm so glad that you brought up all of these points, because that's one of the things that I talk about. You know, I talked about that in my book.
Mm-hmm.
And I also talk about it more with my clients that come in. You know, a lot of time you form those partnerships with people that you know or families, and you don't do those things. You don't, you know, say, okay, well, who's going to do what?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you have to make it clear.
Yes.
Because more and more I see partnerships, you know, splitting up and breaking up, and I see the consequences from that, mm-hmm. you know, because they don't have those things. So that is very good that, you know, you touched on those points. So, you know, let's tell the audience more about, you know, your hair. I see, look at you, you're looking all beautiful.
Thank you.
And I know that this is from your collection
yes.
of hair.
Mm-hmm.
And I've brought hair from you that lasted, you know, 3 or 4 years. It was like you telling me, Sheila, you can't keep using this. But
but that's the beauty of it.
Right. So tell them about, you know, your hair and how you got started in that.
Yes. Okay. So my hair boutique is called the Style Box Boutique. I sell 100% luxury raw hair extensions, virgin hair extensions, and custom made units. What really inspired me to start this hair company is living and being from Vegas. We had no good quality hair. And like, I'm the girl, like, okay, back in high school, I wore the pack hair, the beauty supply hair, the Remy Velvet. My girls that get it, they know. So that was like the top of the line hair that you could buy like in a beauty supply store. But moving forward, my mom would pay for me to get my hair done, and I'll never forget this stylist. She offered hair as well. So she provided the hair for the service, and this was the first time I got my hair professionally done. And she was selling Indian hair, I'll never forget, and the hair was just so beautiful. And I think that's what kind of like inspired me and turned me on to like real raw hair, like, you know, and the luxury of it. And I had that hair for years. I probably had that hair probably for like 3-4 years. And I was like, wow. So initially it was the most I ever spent on hair, but the longevity of it and the integrity of it, and you know how it just made me feel, because you couldn't tell me I went Indian once I was starting the hair in my head. I was like, ain't nobody
you had
got
Indian
this
in your blood.
What?
Huh?
I'm like, and I used to get so many compliments. So I guess yeah. the confidence it gives you, you know, and then also too, I knew that no one was providing this hair. So when I became a hairstylist, I just noticed how, you know, if I didn't take on a client, I wouldn't make any hair. I wouldn't make any money.
Mm-hmm.
So it was causing me to just really burn out with just taking clients back to back. So I'm like, I need to incorporate something. I need to develop a product. That way I could diversify my income. And then also, too, I was tired of clients bringing me hair that would burn on my curling iron. So, you know, or they'll see certain styles on my page and be like, you know, this is what they want. But the quality of hair they were bringing to me, it wasn't able to fulfill that. So I had like a light bulb moment, and I'm like, okay, well, I should probably provide the hair for my clients. That way they can get the ultimate look and the full experience of actually sitting in my chair and the service I provide, because it's included in the hair. Like, you know, most of the styles, if you don't have the quality hair for it, it will not turn out how you expect. So from there inspired me to, you know, to sell hair. Yep. Mm-hmm. To provide the hair for my clients. And that's kind of how it started. That's kind of how I built my hair brand from my clients, word of mouth. So like, you know, once they would come book their appointment with me, they'll purchase hair from me. And then that's where they would get the experience of actually experiencing the hair, you know, and then they would tell their friends like, oh, I bought this hair from my hairstylist yeah. and it's so bomb and it's doing this. I done had it for X amount of time and it's good. I done dyed it, fried it, everything. And it still has, you know, and they love that. They love that.
I know. So. I got the hair. I got the wavy hair. And I love it, you know, and I still have it,
mm-hmm.
you know, even though it's time for me to get a new bundle.
That's the beauty of it, because you just add hair to what you already have, you know? But in all reality, what inspired me to do it is because I wanted to diversify my income, like, all the way. I wanted to make money behind the chair, beyond the chair. Like, you know, that was the whole thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And, you know, diversify is what you did, because you also have other lines, because I know that you sell the flat irons. You have your own, what it is to slick down them edges.
Oh, edge control. Yeah, expanded my product line since then. So when I initially created the Style Box, it was strictly a hair company. Like, that's all I sold. And I only sold bundles at the time. In 2017 is when I established it. But at the time, I didn't sell wigs or anything like that. It was just strictly bundles. And I'll never forget, I asked my brother to loan me $1,000, and I purchased my first batch of bundles. I probably had about 30 bundles. And from there, I kept flipping it, paid him back, flipped it until I, you know, grew a big enough business to where I was able to make six figures just off of selling hair. So,
yeah. And now you added all of that. You even have, which I use a lot, your shea butter.
She like, I use know. It.
And it's, you know, tell people about the shea butter and the name. I love the name.
So, you know, the beauty of having great people around you who are also creative and just innovative and see the light in you or inspired by you or just believe in you, they come to you and they think you could do everything. They're like, you should do this, you should do that. And I'm like, it's only one me. So, you know, Miss Sheila played a big role in the area. She's always have been a really big inspiration to me, and she keeps me motivated. And it's really great to have people like this on your team. Yes, she's my accountant, my CPA, but she has been a mentor to me. She has been a friend to me, and she always keeps me, even when I just feel down, she knows how to, like, you know, hold the mirror up to me like, girl, you got this. Like, look at you. Like, and I love that. So with that being said, I had an inspiration to start a shea butter line. I still haven't released it. It's still in the works. She helped me actually come up with the name. And the name is Light Cotton. And I'm super excited to be releasing this. I'm looking to actually stop playing with my own potential and release it this summer.
Yes. So. And I think she should,
because the product is amazing. I'm going to give y'all a quick update on a review that I actually had from one of my good friends. I had let her get a sample of it. And she told me that her and her friend, her friend's daughter, had like a rash on her leg. And she put the shea butter on there and instantly the rash went away.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, because it's fully vegan, it's organic, and it smells really good. But how it's whipped, I feel like the consistency is just like makes it top tier, because, you know, shea butter can be really thick at times, but it's whipped really good. So it goes on really smoothly. But like I said, it's organic. And it heals the skin. So I am definitely looking forward to releasing that. That's something I've been working on for a little over a year. And
well, you know, I'm going to be on your back, because I need me a new bottle. And when I use it, I have people that'll say, you know, like, because I put it on my hand.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm at my meeting, a couple of friends will say, how you get your skin to shine like that? Well, you don't know this, but it's the shea butter. I have it in my purse.
I didn't even know this,
and I
guys.
Put it on my hands. It shines. It makes my skin pop, and it makes my skin shine.
Mm-hmm.
So
does it make it soft?
Yeah, and it's very soft, because, you know, I put it on my feet. And when I go get my feet done, they be like, who you been going to get your feet done by?
I know that's right.
You know, because I don't have a lot of that extra, you know.
You heard it here first.
Yeah. I'm telling y'all, it works. Okay, so
it'll save you from spending money on a pedicure, baby.
Yeah. So I have that, you know, and I want people to know that it's out there. You know, one other thing that I wanted you to really touch on is, because when you started with me, you were you know, you were doing your taxes and everything. It was on a Schedule C. And you've sort of created your business where now you have that business credit where you can go out and you can get those loans. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, you took your business and you turned it into an S-Corp and you're on payroll. Explain to them the difference from how you were to what you are now.
Well, before I came across you, Ms. Sheila, before I met you and you changed my whole life from a business perspective, you know, because everyone can say they're in business, but you're not legitimately in business until you pay it, Uncle Sam, his coin.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm playing. No, seriously, real. Until you pay Uncle Sam his coins and you are, you know, paying taxes and you are setting your business up properly to where you look sustainable on paper, you know, mm-hmm. and you're able to be able to finance things. You're able to buy things in your business name, not your personal name. For me, it has been life changing because I've been able to start other businesses, you know, and sustain a financial record. I'm still not really knowledgeable in the tax department. I'll leave that all up to Ms. Sheila, honestly. But I just know for sure it has definitely changed the aspect of how I look at business, like, over and all. Because at first, I thought I was just starting a hair company. I'm just a hairstylist. Sheila was like, no, you as a hairstylist are you're a business.
Yeah.
So that changed the game for me, too. So it's like, okay, I'm ready to move forward with actually taking myself seriously and taking the business seriously and being able to invest into the business and being, you know, being proud to and also being comfortable enough to know that when I walk in these rooms, I'm being represented well.
Yeah. And one thing for sure is when I started my podcast, you were one of the first people that I wanted on my podcast because you're such a high inspiration for the hair,
mm-hmm.
you know, community, because you are in a heavy saturated industry. There's a lot of people. There's one on each corner. But you stand out because I love the fact that sometimes when I'm doing your taxes or whatever, I'm like, she ain't even hit 30. But she is a go-getter. She, you know, she understands the concept of business. And one thing that about you is that, like I said, you listen.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to tell people, you know, sometimes when you have your own business,
mm-hmm.
you want to do things your way,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it's yours. This is my baby. This is what I want to do. But even though you're young, you don't think that way. You always have good questions and you always ask those questions. You always want to know what your options are before you do that. How did, you know, that come about in you?
I think it's just wisdom and then me knowing that I'm not the smartest person in the room and it's always room to learn more. And with wanting to be better, you have to gain new knowledge and you have to take insight from people who's already doing it. You know what I'm saying? So I know with your advice for me to do certain things, it was to lead me into a better direction than what I was doing on my own. So I was always open to taking advice from you because I knew it would it was much better than what I knew. You know, mm-hmm. or maybe it was something that I was doing that was not working. So mm-hmm. I needed new direction. So with me per se, like the type of attitude I have, I'm like a soaking sponge. So I'm always looking to grow and I'm always looking to learn and discover new ways to grow in business because that's what entrepreneurship is about. Yeah. Like in the beginning, I didn't know anything about business credit. I didn't know anything about building a business profile to be able to sustain funding and things like mm-hmm. that. But I educated myself and that's how I learned it. So I think it's just wisdom. I think it's just wisdom for me and just knowing that I'm always looking to be better. Always. Yeah. It's always room to be better. So you have to want to be able to take advice from those who are, you know, influential to you and looking to help you in those ways, because you, I mean, it's rare. Sometimes you don't even run into those type of people. Yeah. And I learned to get out of my own way, because most of the times we're in our own way. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I learned that never think that you know too much, or never think, you know, it's always room to grow, always. So yeah. I never wanted to be that person you couldn't tell nothing to, yeah. You know, because I was so stuck in my ways. I never wanted to be that, because I seen a lot of people limit themselves from being that way. So I knew I didn't want to be that way.
Yeah. And one thing that I can say, I know that you're probably going to choke me after we off camera, because I keep putting you on the spot.
Yes.
But I put you on the spot because, you know, whether you know it or not, so many people out there can learn from you, and they can see that you did it the right way. Like now you have your hair, you know, company where you are selling these different products. Mm-hmm. And that's one whole, that's a whole other business beside you doing hair. Mm-hmm. They come together, right?
Yes.
And so you made sure that you had, you know, a hold of that business before you ventured off to do mm-hmm. other things. Like now I know mm-hmm. that you have just purchased your first home, and that's yes. going to be another whole business. So I know that you just purchased your home. Mm-hmm. And when you purchased that home, you went through certain things, but then mm-hmm. you called me and you said, okay, it's going to be another business venture, mm-hmm. but it did not take you from what you already knew, because that one was set up. Mm-hmm. Why don't you explain the importance of, you know, not jumping into different business and multiple business without having the first one, you know, set?
Well, because so basically, and that's another trial and error. That wasn't something that I planned to do. Like with purchasing the home, I really didn't have that planned, like to be in my business venture. I had plans in actually investing into real estate and for to be able to create more streams of income. But how it occurred was being that I started a business and I sustained it. That made me eligible to be able to purchase a home. So let me say that first. I built a business up. That mean I filed taxes during those times of owning these business <Yeah. laughs> to be able to qualify to get a home loan. So with me establishing the first business.
Well, can I say one thing about mm-hmm. that too? Mm-hmm. When she did her taxes, she didn't make up things. There's a lot of people out here making up financials in order to qualify for a home. The only thing that I had to do was when she applied for her home, the only thing that I had to do was to explain the cash part, because she does have a lot of cash coming through. So that was the only thing, and we had documented everything. So I do want to make that point. So go ahead, continue.
Thank God for Miss Sheila, because if it wasn't for her, y'all, I'd probably be doing business illegally still. I wouldn't really, because I didn't understand. I'm like, well, I got to pay Uncle Sam. What's this for? What does this mean? But it made so much sense once I got placed in that chair to be able to purchase a home. I'm like, thank God I've been, you know, doing what I need to do on paper, filing taxes, handling all my financials, my bookkeeping, just making sure that my financials is intact. And that's not something you can really do on your own and run a business. I know some people do, but I can assume that they fall short in those areas when it's time to like provide all these documents, and now they scrambling because it's not adding up because it's not properly done. So I didn't have those issues because I have a CPA. So let's, you know, put that out, but why it's very important to have those. So when it was time to present those documents, I had them, and it made the process roll smoothly. Now I was intimidated of actually purchasing a home, I didn't think I could do it, but I did. And it's because I was able to sustain the income, sustain the business, the importance of that, and doing things the correct way. If you want to be able to take things to the next level. With me, with purchasing the home, I purchased in an investment property. I could have purchased this property and moved into the home, but at that point, I felt like it would have been more of a liability to me, and I wanted to make things an asset. So with me purchasing the home, I knew right off the bat what I was going to do with it, and how I was going to incorporate for this property to make me money. And I think that's just kind of how my mind frame is set up. Like, I just always want to make money. Like, yeah. Anyway, I can. Like, I'm going to make me some money. Yeah. So it's great to have a great team put into play to where you're able to do these things. It's always great to have the knowledge behind these things of being able to run a sustainable business, because if I didn't establish my hair company and my salon, I probably wouldn't have been able to take things to the next level in this degree. So that's the importance of working hard and going hard, you know, because there's always a next level waiting on you, but you have to be prepared for it. So, you know, sometimes we don't really know why we're always like working hard, but it's always something we're trying to get after. So I truly believe if you show up for yourself and you just being consistent, you know, that next level is always waiting on you. And you have to be ready. So you have to put yourself in the position to be ready for those things.
Yes, that is amazing. And, you know, one thing that you also talked to me about is that you wanted to create something where you can start helping the young women, mm-hmm. you know, because you're young, you're successful, you don't have a family right now. And it's not like it's something that you don't want.
Right.
But you have talked to me about doing a nonprofit to help younger people. How do you want, you know, to use that, you know, vehicle?
Yes. So I definitely have been thinking about this for a long time. And I also kind of feel like I've been inspired in many ways to be in this position. And mind you, I don't come from a family of like business owners or like anyone that has really obtained this amount of success at this age, I would say. So this is all like for me, trial and error. So coming from a family of hustlers, and when I say hustlers, I mean street hustlers, like they got it. They didn't get it from an aspect of where I took it to be legitimate. And that's what I grew up and inspired by. I seen my mom waking up early in the morning, getting after it, coming home. Like I seen her on that day to day hustle tour. I knew if you don't get up and handle your business, you know, you probably won't make it far. Mm-hmm. So I knew what it took to try to get where you're trying to go. And from there, that's what kind of inspired me to go after it. And I'm from Vegas, so Vegas doesn't, you know,
don't let you sleep.
It does not let you sleep. And the youth here needs help. Just yeah. Be honest, the youth here needs help. And I found a route out that worked for me. I know it's a lot of upcoming hairstylists or just beauty industry individuals, entrepreneurs who are looking to take their skills to the next level and don't think they can. And I want to be able to show them that they can with the proper steps and guidance, and also being determined and having that ambition to want better for yourself. No matter your situation, your upbringing, or where you come from, you know, you can obtain these things. So I feel like I'm a great example of that, because I came from like the most challenging situations, but it just inspired me to show up for myself, you know what I'm saying, and go after my dreams, like, mm-hmm. you know, and I want to do that for the youth. I want to do that. I want to be that person that can encourage and give gems and also give them directions of how they should go about things when it comes to entrepreneurship and business.
Yes. You know what? I that's why I had to have her on here, because she shows up for herself, and yes. She shows up for others.
Yes.
She's, you know, even though I'm her accountant and stuff like that, she shows up for me. She shows up for me also. And that's what, you know, we want to create, you know, this podcast mm-hmm. is to help business owners. That's why it's called Business Fumbles, because a lot of people look at us mm-hmm. and they say, oh, they're so successful mm-hmm. and they got it. But we don't have all of the answers, including myself. Mm-hmm. And that's why this podcast is so important to me, because I want to shine light on those issues. And we can create a platform, mm-hmm. you know, for people out there to come and talk about their experience. Because one thing that I do know is that knowledge or education or wisdom, it is worthless if it's not shared.
Mm-hmm.
You know, definitely. So any one of you out there that's an entrepreneur that went through things, maybe you had your business and you shut down, you are the type of people that I want to sit on this couch.
Yes.
Because I want you to tell your story so that it can help the next person. Mm-hmm. And that's what we need to do. We need to help each other.
Yes.
But with that said, you know, I don't have enough time really in a day to, you know, interview my girl over here, because she got so much stuff going on. But I want you to explain to them how they can get in touch with you. Share your website, share your handles, share your TikTok, because they want to, you know, join your page so that they can see all of the things that you're doing. And when that point comes, when you drop those other things that you're doing, they will be able to get in contact with you and say, I want a part of it.
Awesome. Well, yes, you guys can find me on TikTok at Life with Styles by DJC. You can find me on Instagram by Styles by DJC. And also my hair boutique is The Style Box. So those are all of my handles. I'm on there always producing content. And I'm looking for mentees. I'm looking for business owners that are in the hair industry who are looking to better themselves or better their businesses. I'm always looking to collaborate and work with beauty professionals. So yeah, you guys should definitely come on by and hit me up. That's where you could find me.
And that is Deasia Cotton.
Yes, hey, Deasia Cotton.
You know,
look, that's my government.
Yeah. And I want people to know you, because yes. You are worthy to be known, and
thank you so
I'm
much.
so inspired by your story. I
thank
you know
you for having
listen
me.
I check on her all the time. If I don't hear from her, I'll be like, girl, what you doing, you know? And if she has a bad day and she tells me about it, I'll be like, that ain't nothing. Mm-hmm. You got this.
And that's like, okay to know you're gonna have bad days. You're gonna go through the ups and down in business, but just know that just keep getting up, putting your best foot forward, you know, and you'll be okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So you guys out there, this is another episode of Business Fumbles. If you want to be a guest on it, make sure that you reach out. My handle on TikTok is She Wins, you know,
yes,
Williams.
She Wins.
And then the company is She Wins Bookkeeping Service. You can find us on Facebook. Instagram is She Wins 1919.
Mm-hmm.
So you can hit me up on there, you know, hit the follow button. I will be, you know, putting things like this out there. We have our podcast. We have a lot of things going on. And if you haven't already, you know, I do have a book. It's called A Long Road to Success. And you want to get that, because in that book, I talk about a lot of the mistakes, including my own, which can help you to avoid. So thank you for listening in, and thank you for joining us on another episode. And I will see you next week.
We gonna run